very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Run Through, your favorite figure skating podcast, where we talk about all the things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us celebrate President's Day a couple days late. Happy President's Day, you guys. I'm not Olympic champion Sarah Hughes.
I'm not the president, Adam Rippon.
And I'm not celebrating the president, Ashley Wagner.
And I think we should be clear that none of us are celebrating the president. But I do enjoy President's Day.
No, we say it ironically.
Can I make fun of Republicans really quickly?
Always.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not going to give specifics because my brain isn't one to remember specifics. That being said, I believe it was a Republican somebody in New York who has brought up the idea of making someday in the calendar year, I think it's on Trump's birthday, which I have specifically not committed to memory, but it's Trump's birthday and it's got a really bad title. Let me see. Trump's birthday
is Flag Day, right? In June. He has the same birthday as Flag Day.
That must be it. So they must want it to be Trump's birthday, Trump's Day, and Flag Day.
Fun. I don't know that he needs a day.
He needs a day in court.
Well, more days in court than he's already had.
Well, a couple more meaningful days, you know, like days that really stick.
Yeah. Like days in prison.
Yeah.
That's
more
sticky.
Like stick it to them, I think, is what you're looking for.
Stick it.
More days that stick
the
it to them.
The gymnastics movie.
Yeah. Oh, great movie.
While we're on the subject of Republicans, do you guys listen to the I've Had It podcast? The
no.
Two older women. Who basically give their hot takes on basically everything, things that they've had it with. And they were talking about Kristi Noem. And
wait, I need to check this out.
They were talking about how she's obsessed with doing photo shoots, cosplaying different occupations. And I was like, yeah, like I was chuckling, and then they showed all the pictures, and they're like, this is Kristi Noem as a plumber. This is Kristi Noem as a construction worker. This is
Kristi Noem.
Yeah, who's Kristi Noem?
Kristi Noem is the governor of South Dakota. Is that right?
Okay, that's now
sure.
It's funny.
Okay. That's amazing. I didn't know that the Dakotas had a governor who was doing cosplay, and. Actually, I kind of like it.
Oh, she's now the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's great.
Okay. Yeah, I feel good about that.
Oh, God.
I have another Republican fun fact. So Adele's fame can be slightly tied to Republican governor of Alaska.
Excuse me, what?
Sarah Palin.
Adele? What? Did you say Adele?
Adele. Okay, so I was watching a documentary about 50 years of SNL, and I watched this really cool documentary more focused on the music and the performances on SNL. Totally worth a watch.
Sorry to interrupt you. Was it the Peacock series
Yes.
that's like 4 episodes long about the history of SNL? Because I've been wanting to watch that.
I don't know if this was a like 2.5 hour documentary. So I don't think it was part of that, but it's worth a watch. I want to watch that too. But essentially, Adele, she was new on the scene. She's performing on SNL, and the night that she performs is just a really big episode. They have Sarah Palin on because this was right around the time that was it Tina Fey who was doing the Sarah Palin
yes.
mm-hmm. impersonations? Yeah. So she was on SNL, and then there was some other skit that got like a lot of viewership. And so Adele performed. She went home, got on a plane like that night. And when she left for the UK, her Chasing Pavement was the song.
Mm-hmm. Great song, by the way.
Yeah, great
so
song.
So good. I think it was around like 145 or something. And then when she landed in the UK, it had shot up to around number one. So Sarah Palin, Republican wow. governor of Alaska, is directly tied to the success of Adele.
That's true, actually. Yeah.
It's a fact, which is kind of crazy. Well, and so Adele is talking about how, you know, you always hear like overnight success. And she was just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But she was literally an overnight success. But I feel like we've been talking about Adele for so long, and we've been listening to a pair team skate to Adele for so long
that we don't think of Sarah Palin. And we should start exactly. thinking of Sarah
Palin.
And we should
be thinking of her.
Mm-hmm. I miss Republican governors like that. I really do.
Well, I mean, if you watched some of the pairs events, you'd think that Sarah Palin was maybe coaching some of the teams. Because
throw her higher. Harder.
Throw her harder. Whip it yeah. around.
You know, you really never know how Republicans are going to cross your path, because I was telling this story this weekend to my cousin, who I've actually known my whole life, who did not realize that, and I think you guys know this, that I don't want to say unwittingly, but more accidentally went to Trump's original campaign launch in 2015.
I don't know this.
Oh, yeah. If you look in the video of Trump going down the escalator, you can see Sarah in the background in a t-shirt.
Can I?
What were you doing? Thank God she was clothed.
Okay.
No, Sarah, you can't explain, because there's also a photo of me at figure skating in Harlem right behind.
And I'm right next to you.
Yeah, and you're right next to me, right behind Melania Trump. And I'm smiling like the Cheshire Cat. Like it's the happiest day of my life. But go on. But yeah, Sarah was at the announcement. Okay.
I was at the original campaign announcement, which was in the summer of 2015. Mm-hmm. I was living in New York, and I happened to be, I think I wasn't working that day, and I heard about, and I was like, happened to be running some errands in Midtown, not that far from Trump Tower, and I randomly like saw on Twitter that Donald Trump was going to announce his candidacy for president, and I was like, oh, LOL, I'll just pop into that, because I thought it would be funny, you yeah. know what I mean? Like, I thought
yes,
it would be
of course.
Funny. And I am interested in politics. I studied politics in school. I just like kind of find the whole thing interesting. So I'm like, I'll just go. I'll just pop into this event, right? I let the record show. I also went to Hillary Clinton's campaign launch that summer. So
the record is showing that. Go on. Yes.
You did a lot more for Hillary than you did for Trump.
Well, so I walk into Trump Tower, and there's just these like volunteers standing at the doors next to these large cardboard boxes full of white t-shirts, and they're like, hi, are you here for the campaign event? I'm like, yeah, I guess. And they're like, well, can we give you a t-shirt to wear? I'm like, okay.
Wait, did you get a MAGA shirt?
I have an original Make America Great Again t-shirt.
Sarah, that's probably worth something.
And I should say I don't have it anymore, because I eventually, it felt like it was haunting my
right
apartment.
You burned it.
I had it buried down in a dresser drawer. It just felt like keeping a, you know, cursed object in my house.
Illegal.
So I eventually, when I was moving out of that apartment, I had the option to keep, throw away, or donate. I threw away. Okay. I didn't even want it donated into the world.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was trash. Still is.
But yeah, you can see me like leaning over the railing in the escalator video mm-hmm. when Trump and Melania are going down the escalator. I mean, I thought it would be funny. And it was.
Because it was. It was funny because it was unbelievable.
It was originally sort of funny because we all thought like Jeb Bush was going to get the Republican nomination.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it wasn't funny anymore.
No,
because,
it stopped being funny.
Yeah. And then it's still actually pretty unfunny today.
It might be at peak unfunny right now.
Yeah. So like the way that Adele crossed paths with Sarah Palin, I crossed paths with Donald Trump, except it didn't make me famous. It just made me ashamed.
It's always a Sarah, because you always think is Sarah. Well, Sarah, that's so unassuming. That's what Michelle Kwan thought, too. It's so unassuming.
You never know.
It's the Sarahs you have to watch out for.
It's just Sarah.
And it's just Sarah.
It's Sarah Palin. It's Sarah Hughes. It's other Sarah Hughes.
Yeah, so we're everywhere.
Count your days, Sarahs out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
After that Republican bashing session.
Republican is kind of what's going on, actually.
That's so true. Wow. A slip of the tongue.
Freudian slip.
A taste of the truth.
A taste of the truth for once. You know who else?
I'm the liar.
Tried to give everyone the taste of the truth.
Go on.
Costra Naya.
Oh, she did.
She did.
Yes. She gave an interview where she said, quote, "I believe that figure skating is about skating, not jumping," where she went on to basically say, who cares if you can do quadruple jumps if you can't skate well? And when I finished reading this article, I thought, I think we found the fourth host of the podcast.
Oh my God, bring
her
on.
Let's get her in here.
That angel. She was of that group of Russian skaters. She was superior in every way. Truly.
Yeah. I would say her lack of a world title was the biggest tragedy of the Montreal COVID cancellation in 2020.
Yeah.
That was her year.
In my mind, she has won.
I watched her skate at Finlandia Trophy that season, and it is still one of the best skating programs I've ever seen anyone do in person. I've never seen anyone skate like that in person. It's
the smoothest skating I think I've ever seen. And the fastest, her free skate, is it her free skate where she had that like stunning white dress? It was
the short program.
I think you're thinking of the short program.
Am I thinking of the short? Yeah. Then that's the one that I loved.
Yeah, where she goes and does the triple axel in the corner.
Yeah.
Right, I love that.
Yeah.
I loved the beginning of the Twilight program. She did lose me in the middle, but I knew that she was loving it. And so
she lost herself a little because her
short program, it was so expensive looking. And then she came out and it was like, I'm not associated. I'm disassociating right now.
It started with that beautiful piano piece. And then it goes
so
into,
did Twilight.
Yeah. And just,
you have to remember it's vampires and she didn't let you forget.
No. And then the next year she showed up in a Biore pore strip over her nose.
Oh.
That she crystallized. Yeah. So she did lose herself. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's fierce.
It wasn't fierce.
If you're going to put crystals on something, that's obviously on your face. Fierce to me. The end. I've stunned us into silence.
Wait, which girl? Sophia something had that program with stuff on her face.
She was European champion.
Yeah.
Oh.
Samadurova.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what that made me think of. So having things on your face is a time-honored tradition for the Russian women.
But Sophia is a St. Petersburg girl, which is completely different than a Moscow girl.
Yeah, she was with Mishin, right?
Yes.
How are they different?
Well, they're different in the way
for the
that,
audience
like,
and me.
Like the Moscow girls, that's a Terry's group.
Right.
And so the St. Petersburg girls, that's like Elizaveta, where they're showing up in sometimes like spirit Halloween moo-moo.
Party City. Go back to Party City where you belong.
City, St. Petersburg. The St. Petersburg, Russia location. Because sometimes they would show up in like costumes. And I say that in a derogatory way. Like costumes.
No. The one I remember, Adam, I feel like you and I were together the season when Elizaveta debuted that Cleopatra program. And
we're thinking of the same thing.
Yes. That was a costume.
I could see if I closed my eyes, I could see the plastic bag that costume opened up right before
yes. the 6 minute warm up.
You can smell it.
Yeah, and it was like I could see that like there was a photo of a beautiful woman in a black wig.
And the cardboard binding of the plastic bag that was hanging on the rack.
The cardboard slip-in. Yeah, and then it had that black, like, straight-across hook little hanger thing that it could go right onto the rack. Like, I could see it all because it was truly a costume.
Yeah, and on the cardboard it said, pair with these items and you could get other little accessories from the next aisle over.
Lashes and press-on nails to go with.
And the description was Cleopatra in, like, quotes.
Yeah, because, to avoid copyright. It was, like, Cleopatra.
Yeah, it was the craziest costume I'd ever seen. She never left the Russian borders with the costume.
I don't think she did.
No, she didn't, because it never saw any other hemisphere. It only saw.
I don't remember that costume at all. The only costume of hers that I remember is the multiple iterations of the balloon sleeves with the cut down.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's yeah.
Because all I remember somebody told her once
that a woman's body is shameful. Yeah.
It was very like St. Petersburg, where like all the choreography is in the arms. And so she's adding extra flow to her arm movements with the sleeves. That was what I always interpreted it as.
Oh, as a skater that has gone through my own relationship with body dysmorphia, someone told her she had big arms and she said, you can't see them anymore.
Well, yeah, exactly. Somebody told her that the most flattering silhouette on a woman
is one where you can't see her body.
where the arms are much bigger than the body.
Adam, do you remember it was truly one of my most beautiful dresses. I wore it for Romeo and Juliet once. And then it was not said to my face, but it was said to you to communicate to me.
It was a baby doll cut dress.
It was a baby doll cut dress. And I put it on and was like, I'm in my 20s and I'm portraying a tween.
Yes.
But I feel stunning. And then it was communicated to me that you can only wear a baby doll dress if you are roughly 50 pounds total.
With the dress on.
With the dress on and skates. And skates as well.
Wet. Yeah. And so then you went to your
a
more
different
common silhouette.
I said, if I can't wear this baby doll dress, I'm skating to something else. Oh, should we talk about four continents? Because it's happening.
Well, I wanted to make one more comment about Aliona's comment, which is time is a flat circle. Because that quote could be true about a world champion today, a world champion 8 years ago, an Olympic silver medalist 3 years ago.
Yeah.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I appreciate the ambiguity.
I also appreciate that what she said was basically, why do I need quads or why do I want to watch someone do quads if they can't skate? When it's not like she wasn't doing anything challenging. She was doing one of the most technically perfect triple axels that I feel like we've really seen on the women's circuit. And she was just really, really good.
She's pointing out the importance of adding
skating
intricacy
skills
and blending it with the skating,
which she did in such a beautiful way.
I think it legitimizes what she's saying even more to people who probably wouldn't listen to anybody else saying it, where it's like, no, she was also pushing the envelope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other skating news. We've got two things going on. One story, happy. One story-ish, two stories, sad. Which one do you want first?
Sad first.
Okay, so we're going to start
just copying Sarah. Yeah, sad first.
We're starting low and we'll work our way up. Okay, so Kim Yi Lim retired.
Yeah.
As well as Lim Eun Soo.
Oh.
Your former training mate and yeah. victim of a violent crime
committed at the by World Mariah Bell
in 2019. Is that right? 2019?
Yeah, that is right. That's when Yoon-sum accused Mariah of slashing her with her blade.
Was there any resolution to that?
Yeah, it was that she just retired.
5 years later, 6 years later.
Resolved.
Well, yeah, there wasn't really anything that came out of it. They both skated. They both skated well, I think, at that event.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was over.
Wasn't the Korean Skating Federation kind of like hush-hush, like enough of this, or did they get mad?
Well, I'll tell you this, that none of the skaters were backing Eunsu up. And so all the commotion that was being made, nobody was on her side.
Mm-hmm.
And so then
like a lot of the commotion was fans, right?
Well, there was a lot of like fan commotion, and there was like some commotion out of her agency, and they really wanted to push this along, but there was, you know, footage of the practice. She wasn't watching where she was going.
Yeah.
And it was during Mariah's
program.
Program.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she had the right of way.
Can confirm, though, my entire time training with Mariah Bell, she never kicked me once.
And I'll tell you. That's all the evidence that I think we need.
She hasn't kicked me.
Yeah.
Yet.
And I worked with her, and she never even hinted at kicking me. I would have kicked her back.
Yeah. Oh, I would have absolutely kicked right back.
That would have slashed back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what's the happy news?
Yeah, what is the happy news?
All right, the happy news is that Misha Ji and Soyoung Park got married.
That is happy news. I saw pictures from the wedding.
This weekend. I didn't even know they were together.
She looks stunning. This dress, beautiful.
Great.
Bedazzled.
I'm thrilled for them.
Yeah, they look very
happy. And Misha looks very dapper. They look happy.
Misha's still choreographing and stuff, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
He did our favorite short program this year.
Yuna Aoki.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
That's not what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say the Squid Games program.
Oh. I could honestly see Misha doing that one, too.
Yeah. He's got a wide range.
Yeah, he's versatile.
Yeah.
Okay, more unfortunate news, which is that Jeffrey Chen is under a temporary suspension on Safe Sport. And it appears that he and Annabelle Morozov have ended their partnership. I saw the Skating Lesson tweeted that. I don't know where that information came from, but I can confirm that their U.S. figure skating bio page is gone.
Okay.
Okay.
So, short-lived. I don't know. I don't think any of us know the situation. Not that we would share it anyways. But temporary suspensions are usually for when something is ongoing and they feel like they have enough evidence to have a temporary suspension, but ultimately he could be completely cleared of wrongdoing. We don't know. So we won't see him for a little while, I suppose.
How long does this process take, or does it vary?
I think it completely depends case by case.
Another sort of oh no
more bad
situation
news?
This isn't bad news, it's just news.
Okay, go on.
Lucas Bridgekey cut himself in practice and he had to get 5 stitches and then the stitches got infected and he needed to have surgery.
What? That's awful.
What you're missing, Ashley, is that the location of the cut was on his butt.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
What?
No.
Yes.
That's not funny.
Sorry, I thought that was more widely known and that's how you saw it.
How'd you know about his butt?
It was on the internet.
What, did he post it?
I don't know. So I saw some fans posting it, and then one of my friends, who is generally reliable for information, texted me and said, Luke ass.
Period. Luke ass.
Well, we wish Lucas and his butt a speedy recovery.
No, but either way, like, that is a crazy situation and that sucks.
No, that does
suck. It absolutely sucks to have an infected ass.
An infected
It's serious. It's medically serious.
Wait, I hope that he's okay.
He's getting surgery on his butt. That's one really talented butt, too. He's got to get into full form.
I mean, yeah, it is a talented butt. He needs it.
He needs it.
He needs it.
We all do.
He's an infected ass.
That ass is a European champion.
Gold medal winning ass.
It better be getting the best surgery that the medical community can offer, because
the best care any ass can get in Switzerland. No, wait, another question. Not question, it's more of a hope, a wish. I'll say this is, if I could make a wish right now, it would be that they announce that his ass was infected when they do the short program warm-ups at Worlds.
Oh my God, the fun facts bit.
He's the European champion, and he recently had surgery on his ass that was infected.
Did you ever listen to those while you were warming up, Adam?
Yes, of course.
I would be...
Because I was hyper-fixating on everything that was going on around me.
I would listen to some things and be like, huh, that's a fun fact. Double
like
axel.
About yourself speaking German.
Oh, well, every time I heard them say that, I went, that's not true.
That was one of my favorite things.
But it would, like, it would be a fun little way to get to know your competitors, and it would be like, she really enjoys crocheting.
This is how Ashley got to know her competitors.
Not by talking
to
them.
Yeah, it wasn't like she was going to ask a question.
No. Well, okay, don't make it out like I'm the problem. I feel like the women's event now is way friendlier than
it
was.
Yeah, I wasn't making it out like you were the problem. I do. Oh, I think you're right.
I'm feeling defensive.
Don't be defensive. Keep making your point, because I agree with it.
Oh, I just feel like that the women's event is so much more relaxed now. And I don't know if that's just because, like, social media is bringing the skaters together more, if they just have more opportunities to get to know each other, or if the women are just older, so they're not as, like, young and competitive. I don't know. That sounds bad.
I think social media helps to, like, humanize your competitors a bit.
But I don't know. Would you follow your competitors on social media back then?
Yes.
Because if you didn't, you felt like it was weird?
Yeah, well, and I was friendly with them, too. So I felt...
The men's event is just so different from the women's event, too.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you that, like, when I was in the men's event, when I was in that... one, I never had an infected ass, but I also never won Europeans. And maybe that had something to do with it.
Yeah. Coincidence? I doubt it.
I think not. I'm Christy Gnome, dressed as a construction worker.
Dressed as a European champion.
Dressed as an ass surgeon.
Specifically.
Luke ass? Question mark.
Oh, speaking of Party City, there's definitely some ass surgeon costume in a plastic bag somewhere ready for purchase next Halloween.
And I'm only laughing because it's funny.
I mean, that's why I'm laughing as well.
But I love Lucas and I want him to know that. We want him healthy. That's...
We all do. Yes.
Clean incisions. That's what we want.
Saline.
Yeah, take a salt bath.
They're going to throw saline on the ice. Alcohol pads.
Yeah. Witch hazel. I have some left over from Rosie. I'll throw my packet out there.
Adam, what were you going to say? You were saying when I was in the men's event, and the only thing you said was my ass was never infected.
Never.
That was it.
Clean as a whistle.
Was that all you were going to say?
No, I was going to say that, like, there was this, I don't know, you could really want to win, but you could also be friendly with the people that you were competing with. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There was more of a camaraderie, but it still was competitive.
Yeah. Was the locker room, you guys would talk in the locker room though, right? Or not really?
There would be like light talking, but like, I mean, nobody was really like having a conversation. But there, like in the men's room, like if somebody broke a lace, everybody would be like, go through their bag and be like, I have an extra pair and give you
okay.
one.
That's nice.
Or like, does nice. Anyone have a screwdriver? Somebody would reach in their bag and pull out a screwdriver. Like,
okay.
There was a making sure that we were all ready. Or like, hey, can you zip up the back of my costume?
I would like to say that that was true for the women's locker room. I just don't, I don't know.
You never asked for help?
Oh, Ashley would rather ask for ass surgery than help.
I'd throw myself off a bridge, get a cut, let it get infected, and then be in the same boat as Lucas Bouchki before I asked for help.
You never witnessed someone else asking for help?
An act of kindness?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it's sounding like the women's locker room was not this way, is my point.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think like truly if someone was like, my lace is broke, does anyone have a spare pair? I don't think everyone would be like, ooh, sorry, can't have mine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that would be the case at
Hopefully
all.
Hopefully not.
You know, the big difference too is that we also knew each other better because do you remember when we were at Nationals, Florent Amodio was at U.S. Nationals and I was like, Ashley, let's go meet up with Florent. And you were like, how do you know him?
Yeah.
And so I couldn't remember how we knew each other so well, but he's like one of my best skating friends. And I was going back in my pictures like maybe a week or two ago, and I was like, this is how I know him. And it was because we did two like tours in Japan together.
Mm.
And so, and then we did our first tour in 2011, and I think he retired, I don't remember what year exactly, maybe 2016. But so then we competed for 5 more years after that, but we knew each other well for 5 years of competing against one another. But, you know, we did that because the men, at, you know, at that time typically skated much longer than the girls did.
Yeah.
And we were older, so you had experiences with those
That's
people
a good point.
That, like, I think that the girls
are just a lot younger. Like, you don't have as much life experience, A, and B, you don't know each other as well.
And, yeah, you wouldn't ask somebody you don't know, hey, can you zip up my dress? That would be
weird.
Well,
also, when I'm 27, about to retire, and I'm sitting in a locker room full of 15-year-olds, it feels a bit like a safe sport violation to be like, can you zip up the back of my dress?
My big breasts are falling out.
I don't
of
want my boobies
my
to
dress.
Fall out. Like, no, I just.
I hope I don't get an ass infection.
Can't make this shit up.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm sorry. This has made, now, because of all of the Lucas Bouchki jokes I have made, I will defend him, root for him.
We do that already.
Yeah.
I know, but I have to, I'm saying it in a public forum now so that there's a soundbite. Clip this, haters.
So it's well established.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He can go on your world's fantasy team.
Yeah. Luke ass? Question mark. God.
Infections are serious.
Yes.
Gotta watch out for them.
Have you ever had an infected from something from stitches?
I mean, I had my bone infection.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
How did you get that?
I skate barefoot, so I'm assuming my skates are a hostile environment full of bacteria. And I got a blister on my ankle that just kept on coming back. And I think I just kept on rubbing in bacteria, and then eventually it made its way down into my ankle, and I literally have a divot on my ankle of where the infection like ate out the bone.
Oh my!
Ate out. There wasn't a better way to phrase that.
Sorry.
Hey, can you zip me up? My breasts are falling out of this dress,
and my breasts are eating out the bone.
Oh, damn it. This infection is eating me out.
So foul. So it it ate away the bone.
Okay, is this the best episode we've ever done, or is it the best one we've ever
done? It's among the most unhinged, for sure.
Yeah, and we still haven't talked about four continents.
Well, you know what?
And at this rate, we won't.
Yeah.
The four continents fields are not that large. So I think we can talk about it now, should we?
Yes. Yeah. My voice.
Okay, so four continents. Yes. This episode will be posted Wednesday. So four continents starts tonight, Wednesday night, at around 10 p.m. Eastern time. With the pairs short program. So should we start with pairs? Mm-hmm.
Let's start with pairs.
A very small field.
Yes.
I believe there's 11 teams in the field.
That's correct. 11.
The highlights being Riku Miura and Ryuichi Kihara, Deanna Salato-Dudek, and Maxime Deschamps. I think I just pronounced that incorrectly. And then the U.S. champions, Elisa Yefimova, Misha Mitrofanov, and Ellie Kam and Danny O'Shea. Who am I missing? I'm doing this from memory.
Pereira, Michelle.
Oh, yeah. Trenanant.
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 Yeah, I think this is this is an exciting pairs event. I'm excited to see Deanna and Max and Riku and Ryuichi. I always love watching them go up against each other.
Me too. I think it's going to be great. And I do think that this is a huge opportunity for Ellie and Danny to avenge themselves after U.S. championships. I can imagine them skating really well here.
Totally. Yeah. Like be removed from the pressure of nationals and probably just feel frustrated to have not won it. That should combine for good skates.
But I feel like for Elisa and Misha, it'll be interesting to see the effect that nationals has on them, because it could either be extremely motivating, where now it's like, we're the top team in the U.S. Like, it's a huge confidence booster, or it comes with pressure and they really feel that. So it's going to be interesting to see what they put out. I think the team that has no pressure is Audrey and Balazs. Only up from here. There's so much to gain, just getting experience. I'm really excited to get to see them again, because she was such a natural at nationals. It was crazy.
Yeah, their level at this point, so early in their partnership, was so impressive at nationals.
So
I feel like every
impressive.
Time we see them compete, they're gonna get better. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Ashley. I'm excited to see them too. Anything you'd like to add about the pairs, Adam?
I would like to add that, no, I don't.
I was going to say Deanna and Max also may want a little bit of a redemptive skate, because they did not skate their best at their nationals either. So
it's been a rough season for them.
Yeah.
I think for Leah and Trent, this is also an opportunity to see if they can continue the momentum that they built at Canadians. Because they did end up winning the free skate, I think, at Canadians. I think they beat...
Yeah, I think that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there is there's a lot of teams in this event that have, like, momentum building. And then there are teams that have things that they need to prove to themselves before the World Championships. So this actually does feel like a good pair.
Yeah, it doesn't feel so... I mean, obviously, between Deanna, Max, and Riku and Ryuichi, there's going to be stiff competition there. It's going to really give us a preview of the World Championships, about who's really fighting for the title. But as far as everyone else goes, it kind of feels like a very independent competition, where they're kind of competing against, I mean, you should always be competing against yourself, but it's everyone has a completely different thing that they could possibly gain out of this event. So it'll be interesting to see the different storylines kind of progress.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, after the pairs, around 1 a.m. Eastern time, Wednesday night going into Thursday morning, rhythm dance, which is also a small field, I believe, right? 12 teams?
14 teams.
Mm-hmm. But definitely a preview of World Championships with...
Definitely.
Maddie Chalk and Evan Bates and Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier. In addition to, I think, seeing how some of the likely off-podium teams are going to order themselves. Marjorie and Zach are going to this, as well as Christina and Anthony. And Zingas and Kolesnik will be there. Sad we won't see them at World Championships, but...
We need more American spots for the dance.
We really, really
do. The depth in the U.S. field is just crazy.
Okay, my prediction is that Chalk and Bates should run away totally with this title based on how they have been performing and how they've been scored the entire season. It'll be interesting to see if Piper and Paul can redeem themselves after the Grand Prix final performance that they had. How close can they get to Evan and Maddie? And then I think that LeJuan Lega are the favorites for the bronze. And it's how close can Anthony and Christina get to Marjorie and Zach?
Mm-hmm.
Fair?
I think that's true. Anthony and Christina have their best material maybe ever, especially in the free dance. So I feel like those teams are going to be close. But yeah, I think LeJuan and Lega probably do finish third here.
I think they edge them out. Yeah.
It is interesting, though, because the two teams both feel like the teams that are being lined up to kind of wait their turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
Very much that. And so it's going to be interesting to see what these judging panels start doing with them now, because it all, I mean, it's already in play, but this is really where you start to decide who has the upper hand.
Yeah, and then like side quest things to keep an eye on is Japan is sending two ice dance teams. That's going to be their weakest spot in the team event next year at the Olympics. Mm-hmm. So just will be interesting to see what those two teams can do in this field. Yeah, can't wait. I love a rhythm dance in the middle of the night.
To dance through the night? Oh, what a dream. What happens after ice dance?
After the rhythm dance is the men's short program, which will happen around 4 a.m. Eastern time on Thursday morning. The men's field is interesting.
Wait, can we talk? We didn't talk about how June was not conscripted because of his performance at the...
At the Asian Games, yes.
At the Asian Games.
Yes, did you see this, Adam?
No.
That Junwon Cha had to perform, he had to win the Asian Games. I think he had to win.
I think he had to win too.
To avoid military conscription, like to basically not
wait,
have to do military service. And
no, I did
and
not.
And he had the skate of his life.
He had this unbelievable skate and also had some luck in that Yuma Kageyama did not skate his best. And so then he wins and got to avoid the military.
As a military kid, I love seeing people avoid the military in all service. I love to see it.
If he did not win, would he have had to sit out the Olympic season?
I don't know.
To serve military
time? I don't
know
that that's the case. I just think that he maybe would have had to balance it with more responsibility.
Wait. They gave him an impossible task and he gave them an impossible solution.
Yeah. They're like, there's no way he's getting out of this. Let's give him something crazy.
Wait, how did I miss that he beat Yuma Kageyama at the Asian Games?
I don't know how you
missed
that.
How did I miss this?
It just happened.
It literally just happened last week.
But I did see June skate at the Asian Games because I've seen the... I didn't
it
know
was
that...
phenomenal.
It was on... June has... been doing these like he did another competition like not too long ago where he also skated incredible.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, University Games?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he did University Games and obviously went to like Korea Nationals, but he
yes.
did University
he
Games.
Loves to throw out these like all-time skates at events that not like no one's watching them. They're relative events. They're a big deal. But if we wanted him to do that on the Grand Prix circuit, sorry, can't.
I think he's a second half of season kind of skater.
I love his skating.
I mean, it totally depends because like last year I know he's had a lot of injury struggles too, which adds to the inconsistency. But I mean, I will never forget his world championship skate 2 years ago in 2023. Adam and I think we're watching that together, and we were like screaming. We were like off the couch, jumping, so excited. Like when he skates well,
it's amazing. Oh.
It's amazing. It's
when
amazing.
He skates well, so, it reminds me of the really good era of men's figure skating, where it was like the Javi, Patrick, Yuzu years, where it's just so good. Dennis Ten.
I totally agree. Yeah. Because he's never doing what Kosternaya said not to do. He's never just doing four quads to do them. And everything just feels integrated into a program.
Yeah, and he's going to do it all in a billowy shirt.
Just like Tuuk Timosheva.
Mm-hmm. St. Petersburg body.
He's a St. Petersburg girly.
That's a St. Petersburg body if I ever saw one. But it looks like he should run away with this title.
June?
Yes.
If he skates cleanly, I would think it would be between him and Cao Miura if they both go clean.
Wait, what about Shaidarov?
Oh, yeah. Your favorite, Adam.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's. I'm so sorry. I'm pulling Ashley from last episode where she asked if Georgia was in the four continents championship.
No, nothing compares to that. Motherhood makes you dumber, and that is actually a scientific fact.
Being a parent?
Yes. Your gray matter shrinks. That's like science. That's science.
Okay. Well,
damn.
That is concerning science
that
I didn't know about.
So you can really focus on emotions.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I don't know that I want to be more focused on emotions.
I'd rather be less. Okay. I take it back. I think Shaidarov. Oh, well, it's going to be between Shaidarov and Junhua and Cao.
That's
a fight for the podium, though. That's not like a runaway, which is really exciting.
Yeah,
it will be a good event.
And it's a great opportunity because Yuma is not competing, Ilya is not competing, so it's a great opportunity for those guys who probably want to push for the world podium to try to win this event now without them in the field.
Actually, I'm gonna say something. I feel like June might have the upper hand here because this is in his home country.
Korea.
It's in Korea. I think that he's going
to
get
events,
that, like,
though. And the relief of not being conscripted. You don't know how that's going to play out.
The relief of draft dodging.
Yeah draft dodging. Yeah, you're right. It could, his guard could be down.
Yeah.
Which, if he were in the military, he'd have to keep
his guard
would up.
Be up. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he does with his card.
Yeah, there's really, nothing to defend now.
No, not nothing.
How many military adjacent jokes can we make?
Should we talk about the women, aka?
Well, I'm excited to see Donovan Carrillo at this event because.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw last week that he did two quad sals in his program, but, I think immediately maybe followed by a single axel question mark, but,
who cares? Who cares?
I just love him. He's obviously always been an infectious performer and it's so fun to see him improve technically.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know who I hope has a great event? Camden Pulkkinen.
Me too.
Who got left off the world's team and could have very easily been included on the world's team and had a really good performance at nationals for the most part. So I hope that he has a great event.
Agreed.
Me too. Agreed.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you for agreeing with me. Let's go to the women.
Sarah Maud Dupois. Pui-pois.
That's right, actually.
Back in action at the Four Continents Championships.
Not a threat for the podium or title, but we're excited to see her.
This is a really good field, though. Notably, the return to international competition by Lee Hae-in.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. She's back, baby, in her home arena.
Welcome back.
Yeah, so I'm really, really interested to see her. I don't think she skated. I didn't see any video of it, but I don't think she skated all that well at South Korean Nationals. I think she got sixth. But I'm excited to see her back.
The ISU photo of her for her bio is straight out of a Korean beauty ad. And beyond that, I had no idea this was the shape of her head.
Wait, can you put...
What's the shape of her head?
Oval.
No, that's a bit edited. It's, I would say, round. Because her head, she's... It's not that...
It also, it's because her hair is creating... To me, it looks like a sideways oval. It's because her hair is low.
Well, that shape of head, it looks like if she was a white girl, it looked like she has the same shape of head as Sabrina Carpenter.
Heart-shaped.
When she... Mm. When she does... Like, she has a longer head. And I mean all
I mean,
of this,
as a fellow long-headed like, bitch...
As a fact-based...
anyway, that... I just... Stunning, you can tell that I just had no idea her head was shaped like that.
Yeah, you can tell that you had no idea. That's a really good observation.
You know when you start something and you're like, what was I even saying?
I gotta
figure out how to
up.
Button this.
I gotta
button
put a bow
it,
on it.
Yeah, literally a bow on her round-shaped head.
She looks beautiful.
Yeah, so she will be there. The Korean... national champion Kim Chaeyeon will be there, and I think she will be more in competition for the win against the three Japanese women, Mone Chiba, Wakaba Higuchi, Rino Matsuike, are the Japanese women going to this event. So no Kaori. And then the U.S. has a really strong contingent going too: Alyssa Liu, Brady Tennell, Sarah Everhart, and Maddie Skizas for Canada. It's a fun event.
Yeah, this does seem like a fun event. Predictions.
Are you going to make a prediction?
I'll make one. Let me. I think because I'm a big believer in the hometown crowds.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chaeyoung will win, and then I'm going to say Mone Chiba and Rino Matsuike. That's what I think your podium is going to be. But I think if anybody could really make a dark horse splash at the end of the year, it's Reno.
Yeah, I was bordering on thinking Reno would be the top Japanese woman here.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But Mone always skates well. Like, Mone's so
yeah,
reliable.
You're right. The thing about Chaeyeon, like... I know we just talked about this for June in South Korea, but June has a lot more to offer as a performer.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know against these Japanese women who are at a higher performing level than Chaeyeon is. I just don't know how much that home arena will help her, but I think she's going to go clean.
She always does.
She always does. Like, she's going to be on the podium. I think it's just she could get beat out on components.
And I mean, she should.
If any of the Japanese women go clean, I think they should beat her.
Now,
maybe they won't, but I think they should.
There's something to be said about Chaeyoung where it's like, I feel like she's wanting to be a more expressive skater.
Too.
And I think she wants to, and just her body is going, don't do that. Stop that. But you know what? I'm going to say this, where like I can tell she wants to, because I remember she gave some sort of interview at the beginning of the year where her short program is to Tron, where she was like, I watched the movie 12 times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about
that. So that she could really get into the character. And I'm like, so that's why I'm leaning towards... If she's in front of a home crowd, they're going to be clapping to her music. This could be the thing that like cracks the shell.
See,
maybe. I mean, I hope you're right. I would love to see that.
I hear that, and I take it in a completely different way, where I take it as someone who's so technically minded that it's not necessarily, I mean, it's passionate in her own way, but like I'm seeing it as how can I make my skating look exactly like this? And I see it as very like rigid and perfect, because she's a perfect skater. And I want her to like be messier. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And if she got a little, I mean, I also think she's a little sloppy, but like I want her to relax a little bit.
She's perfect and but hey, sloppy.
But I know she's meticulous.
That's the word. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's perfect. Yeah.
That's yeah. what you mean. Yeah.
She's like rigid a little bit.
I want her to.
Yeah.
She needs to go to a club.
I am excited to see competing Irish step dance programs in the short program in Seoul.
Oh, I hope they go back to back.
Oh, me too.
I hope they do. That would be amazing.
I'm curious if the Seoul crowd will prefer the same program that the Wichita crowd preferred. Oh. Or if a cultural divide will emerge.
Two different fandoms.
We could have competing Irish step dance fandoms.
The Adam's apples versus family. Again. Wait, what are... Again. What the Irish...
Lord of Dance.
The
Michael
Irish...
Flatley.
Yeah, it's going to be the step dancers versus the Lord of the Dancers.
Yeah, it's Lord of the Dance versus River Dance.
Aren't those one and the same?
So...
Isn't it Lord of Dance presenting Riverdance?
I think it's Michael Flatley presents Lord of
and
the Dance.
And then Riverdance is just something else entirely.
It's
River
yeah,
Dance
but it's
is
by
a
the,
different piece.
Yes, it's by the river.
And you dance, but you have no hands.
In the river.
And it's through a kitchen window.
Hands are down.
Because
it's illegal. It's
no,
through
it's,
the kitchen window.
Riverdance is by Bill Whelan.
Gates.
Is that right?
Bill Gates.
I was like, oh, yes, Bill Whelan Gates. Right.
Hold on, let's see. Sarah Everhart, Bill Whelan.
Yeah.
The specific piece of music she's skating to is Reel Around the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about it.
But it's from
okay.
Riverdance.
Yes.
So we may have some competing factions emerge from the two
well,
programs.
Well, consider me a Riverdancer because I love that program.
Yeah, that will be the name of the fandom, Riverdancers. And then... The other fandom will be called Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Flies.
The Tennels.
The Tennels.
That sounds pretty Irish to me.
The Tennels.
The Brady Bunch.
The Brady
that
Bunch.
Is good.
Yeah.
Oh, it does. It's unfortunate that Sarah doesn't get her name in her fandom, but it's...
No, because it's always a Sarah.
It's always a Sarah. As we'll come
oh,
full circle.
That's so true. I love Sarah Everhart.
Somebody sent me a TikTok a few months ago that was like different puns with the name Sarah. And I think there are a lot of good options in there. The only one I can think of right this second is Sararists, which I don't think is what we want. But I... Do think that TikTok had
the
some other
first thing that came to my mind immediately was Saranaya. What?
What?
Like Sayonara.
Saranara. Oh. That's what I was thinking. Yes.
Saranara.
Saranara. Wow, that sounds very Australian. Saranara.
Saranara. When I was young, there was this book I needed to read in school called Sarah Plain and Tall. Did you guys ever read that?
Oh, yeah. I read
always
that.
Sarah. Mm-hmm. Plain and Tall.
Sarah. Sarah Plain and Tall.
Sarah Plain and Tall was, it had a cover that was similar to like a Little House on the Prairie kind of thing, right? Yeah.
I don't remember
have to read that as well.
I don't remember what it was about.
Sarah.
Plain. Probably Sarah Everhart.
And Tall.
Sarah Everhart. It was about, yeah.
Should we draft?
Hell yeah.
So how many are we drafting per discipline?
I think 3 singles, 2 pairs, 2 dance.
Okay. We're going to use up half the field in pairs and dance.
Oh, shit.
Does Ashley get to go first for losing at nationals?
Yeah. Are we doing snake?
Yeah, we can do snake.
I want Maddie and Evan.
I will take Mone Chiba.
Nice. Did we say we are snaking or we are not?
We are
snaking.
Okay.
So Adam can pick 2.
I am going to take June Cha, and I will also take Shiderov.
Okay, then I'll take Kalmura.
God fucking damn it.
You can pick 2 now, Ashley.
I am thinking.
I love Ashley's commentary in the background of all of this.
Damn it. Fuck. Damn it.
and when somebody takes one that you forgot, you go, nice.
I'm going to take Camden. And then, okay, bonus taken. Is Reno taken?
No.
No.
I want Reno.
I will take Riku and Ryuchi.
I will take Gillis and Poirier, and I will take Sarah Everhart.
I want two of my adopted children, Lajoie Laga.
I want Christina and Anthony, and Deanna and Max have been taken.
No, they haven't.
Oh, then I want Deanna and Max.
Okay, I'll take two of my other adopted children, Zingas and Kalesnik.
Oh, that feels good.
Okay, I will take Wakaba Higuchi, and I will also take Chaeyoung Kim.
Okay, I'll take Alyssa Liu.
I'm going to take Alyssa and Misha.
And?
I'm going to take Tomoki.
Going heavy on the American men.
It's so risky.
It is risky, but I mean, could be high reward. Who knows?
Who knows?
I will take Tatsuya Tsuboi.
I will take Ellie Cam and Danny O'Shea. And, whoa. And I will take Leah and Trent.
I can't decide between Hayen and Brady.
Well, pick one, because I'm picking the other.
Oh, my God. I'll take Brady to know.
All right. So then that leaves me with Hayen. I will gladly take her. Welcome to my team. I need one more girl. Woman. I need Maddie Skeezus.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, to round out my men's team, I will take Jimmy Ma.
Hope he has a good skate.
Yeah.
Me too. I just drafted him. He better.
I will take Kazuki Tomono. And I will take...
This should be your final pick.
Yes, this is my... I need a dance team. I was waiting too long. I know. Zingas and Kalesnik gone. Chalk and Bates gone. Christina Anthony gone. Piper Paul.
All the gone. American teams and the top two Canadian teams have been chosen.
I'll go with Fabrie and Iyer.
Okay.
Okay, so we've only picked North American dance teams here. And to celebrate that, I'm going to pick a North American pair team as my final pick, Audrey Shin and Balazs.
And for my final pick, I am choosing the unluckiest skater in the entire event who should actually be really good but always has something go wrong. Want to say it with me? Roman Zadovsky.
Roman Zadovsky. Wow. Godspeed to Roman. I think we all want him to have better luck than he seems to have. And I don't know if his luck is improving with you drafting him, Ashley.
Especially with that intro.
No, this is a curse. Welcome to the team.
His luck just gets worse and worse. I know. Maybe this will finally be what breaks the curse.
Sometimes you have to go past the unluckiest point.
It's a bell curve. Yeah.
I'm pushing him back up.
I think you know he wants to go back down. He's gone up the curve to peak bad luck.
Totally. It's a reverse bell curve, though. Because you're getting worse, so it's going upside down.
Yeah.
Visually, okay. It makes more sense, but practically it doesn't.
But functionally,
not really how a bell curve works.
Wow. Good luck, everyone.
Yes. Yeah.
Good luck, Roman.
Specifically Roman.
Roman.
And to all the skaters in Seoul this week. Good luck.
good luck.
Happy you're not getting conscripted.
And to those of you not in Seoul this week, thanks for listening.
To all of this.
And all of that.
And to all a good night.
A little bit of this and a little bit of that. And Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was chaotic.